This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and we've got all kinds of stuff. We'll talk a bit more about Trump's appointments this hour. I am going to try to talk you off the ledge about the Hunter Biden pardon here in a moment. We have good things, bad things. We're going to make fun of the greenies. We'll make fun of the libs. MSNBC's ratings are in the toilet. All that and so much more is coming up this hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, but you know what time it is. It is Monday. And every single Monday at this time, we read a Medal of Honor citation. We do Medal of Honor Monday. Find a hero. Remember him. Remember his name. Remember his deeds in front of your children, your sports league, your Sunday school, whatever it is. It's important that we remember these people, that we hold these people up as what you want to be. And remember, you can email the show, love, hate, death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can also email recommendations if you have ones you like. This one said, happy birthday, fellow devil dog. November 10th, by the way. Came across Staff Sergeant Bellavia of the Army today on the Marines 249th. Didn't know if you'd be interested in reading the citation of this guy. Sure sounds like he'd be invited to our birthday bash. What a stud, Semper Fi. And yes, I have actually done his before. In fact, I've spoken with David before. Total beast, total patriot, and yep, this is what it's all about.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty on November 10, 2004, while serving as a squad leader in support of Operation Phantom Fury in Fallujah, Iraq. While clearing a house, a squad from Staff Sergeant Bellavia's platoon became trapped within a room by intense enemy fire coming from a fortified position under the stairs leading to the second floor. Recognizing the immediate severity of the situation and with disregard for his own safety, Staff Sergeant Bellavia retrieved an automatic weapon and entered the doorway of the house to engage the insurgents. With enemy rounds impacting all around him, Staff Sergeant Bellavia fired at the enemy position at a cyclic rate, providing covering fire that allowed the squad to break contact and exit the house. A Bradley fighting vehicle was brought forward to suppress the enemy. However, due to the high walls surrounding the house, it could not fire directly at the enemy position. Staff Sergeant Bellavia then re-entered the house and again came under intense enemy fire. He observed an enemy insurgent preparing to launch a rocket-propelled grenade at his platoon. Recognizing the grave danger the grenade posed to his fellow soldiers, Staff Sergeant Bellavia assaulted the enemy position, killing one insurgent and wounding another who ran to a different part of the house. Staff Sergeant Bellavia, realizing he had an uncleared, darkened room to his back, moved to clear it. As he entered, an insurgent came down the stairs firing at him. Simultaneously, the previously wounded insurgent reemerged and engaged Staff Sergeant Bellavia. Staff Sergeant Bellavia, entering further into the darkened room, returned fire and eliminated both insurgents. Staff Sergeant Bellavia then received enemy fire from another insurgent emerging from a closet in the darkened room. Exchanging gunfire, Staff Sergeant Bellavia pursued the enemy up the stairs and eliminated him. Now, on the second floor, Staff Sergeant Bellavia moved to a door that opened onto the roof. At this point, a fifth insurgent leapt from the third floor roof onto the second floor roof. Staff Sergeant Bellavia engaged the insurgent through a window, wounding him in the back and legs, causing him to fall off the roof. Acting on instinct to save the members of his platoon from an immediate threat, Staff Sergeant Bellavia ultimately cleared an entire enemy-filled house, destroyed four insurgents, and badly wounded a fifth. Staff Sergeant Bellavia's bravery, complete disregard for his own safety, and unselfish and courageous actions are in keeping with the finest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself and the United States. Not a bad day at the office, huh? Not a bad day at all. All right, now let's get back to this question. Because it's more than just this question. There's something we have to understand going forward. How the Trump presidency is going to be treated on this show. How I am going to handle it. I'm not saying it's how you have to handle it. I'm not in charge of you. I'm telling you how I'm going to handle it going forward. As of this moment, Donald Trump, with his appointments, I don't know if you heard, but Lee Zeldin, wonderful guy from New York, was today announced he's going to be the head of the EPA. Tom Homan. Yes, this Tom Homan.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport 1 million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
Donald Trump just publicly announced that gentleman will be the border czar. As of right now, the incoming Trump administration looks absolutely nothing like the last one. The last time, to his credit, he has admitted this in front of me. The last time he had no earthly idea what he was doing when it came to staffing up. He filled up his administration with the biggest bunch of losers in the world. They then proceeded to destroy his administration for the next 4 years. If we were heading into that again, would I not tell you? This is not a Trump pom-pom waving show, never has been, never will be. I don't wave anyone's pom-poms. I don't do that for any politician. If it was that way again, I'd be screaming about it behind the microphone. As of right now, this administration looks totally committed to fulfilling all campaign promises. They are putting people in place everywhere, up and down the board, and they look dead serious about attacking the system. As of right now, look, this is me, King Cynic Jesse. I am overwhelmingly impressed. So I don't want you to think I'm avoiding the question. What about pardoning Hunter Biden? Why do you think Joe Biden's being so nice? Joe Biden, remember that day he gave up and gave a speech? Hey, you can't just love your country when you win. He was all smiles. Of course, feeling pretty good about Kamala Harris losing. Joe Biden reached out to Trump immediately and said, hey, why don't you come? Let's do lunch. We're going to make sure we do this right. And Trump, of course, accepted. Yeah, let's do lunch. They're going to sit down. They're going to have a meal. Being real, real chummy about all this. Joe Biden is an evil piece of trash. Do you think he doesn't have any ulterior motives for that? Of course, Joe Biden's going to, he won't say it outright because you can't. Joe Biden's going to sit down with Trump. And he's going to promise him, you want these records, you want this, you want that, how can I help, you want this guy to stay over, whatever. Oh, by the way, Donald, I almost forgot. Hey, I have this I have this scumbag son. He commits a lot of crimes, a lot of crimes. Do you think you could maybe get him out of that whole thing, pardon the whole thing? And that, to you, sounds awful. And to me, sounds awful. I'm not acting like I'm above that or different at all. I want every criminal, even ones associated with people in power, every criminal arrested and sent to prison. I'm with you. I don't want any pardons for any of these people, Hunter Biden especially. However, this is how I'm going to approach it. You approach it how you want, but here's a heads up. This is what you're going to get from me. As long as I am seeing commitment like this to saving this country, getting people deported, securing the border, some fiscal sanity, deregulation, as long as generally I see a commitment to getting us where we need to go, I am not going to sit here and blow a gasket every time something little happens from Trump that I don't like. If he pardons Hunter Biden, I don't like it. You can make an argument for it. You can certainly make an argument against it. I don't like it. I don't support it. I am not telling you it's freak out time about it. I'm not going to say that. And I've told you what. Sometimes we need to freak. Sometimes he needs to look out and see us freaking out. This is not one of those times. Senate Majority Leader, that's worth a freak out. This sucks. I don't like it. But if in general we're winning the game, we're looking good, we screwed up one play call, am I going to quit and go home? No. Okay, so I think it matters too. Not going to freak out about it. All right. We'll touch on this Senate leadership thing next and then get to some other things. Before we do that, I want to get to your dog and or your cat, because Rough Greens heard your calls. See, here's what happened. Rough Greens, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black started Rough Greens, Green Beret, I should note, because he had a passion for dogs. Dog food's garbage, and he wanted dogs to live healthier and longer. So we created this nutritional supplement that you sprinkle on your dog's food with vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and everything. I mean, you will see such a physical difference in your dog. Well, Rough Greens started going gangbusters. Veterinarians, you name it. Oh my gosh, I love the stuff. And people were practically begging, what about cats? Can we get something for cats? Dr. Black listened. They have cats now too. They have chew toys for dogs that are much healthier. Get some Rough Greens for that animal that makes your family's life better. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Before we get back to the politics, the weeping and gnashing of teeth from the left, the evil climate commies are upset about a bunch of stuff, and so much more. I want to get to the latest on the Senate leadership talk, war. As of right now, the vote is Wednesday. And as of right now, if the vote were held right now, John Cornyn would be the next Senate Majority Leader. John Cornyn, Texas Senator, the one Mitch McConnell has turned to many times before to screw you and me over. John Cornyn, the one who passed gun control that Joe Biden signed into law, that John Cornyn. And I have a bunch of emails about it. I'm going to read a couple here, and then we're just going to have a talk about what's happening and what we can expect and why this matters so much. Jesse, I was listening to Glenn Beck and Charlie Kirk talk about the possibility of J.D. Vance being the Senate Majority Leader, and I was wanting your opinion. They mentioned how John Adams did this, but is there any way to pull it off? P.S. I have noticed you've been fat fingering your sound bites a lot recently, which is an odd thing to do considering how small your hands are. I have been fat fingering the buttons a lot. I'm not sure why that is. I am a little foggy. Again, my brain has just been foggy recently. I hate it. Like, I feel like I can't. What, Chris? What? Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. I feel like I've always been fat fingering the buttons. This is not new. Anyway, all right. So that was, what about J.D. Vance? I got this one. Jesse, wasn't able to do as much as I wanted. Others did far more, but I did get 4 new voters to join our team. All the work I've been seeing is inspiring. That's a plenty. That's 4 more voters than most people got. Good for you. This is why it's so disappointing. He's talking about the Senate Majority Leader. Republicans have the largest mandate in history, and they want to hand over the leadership to eunuchs like Cornyn. why are they selling us out? So on and so forth. Your family's in our prayers. His name's Bryson. Okay, so let's discuss this Senate leadership thing. Understand this, that we won a tremendous victory on Tuesday, and we're heading a great direction as a country. I talked about it earlier in the show about the rejection of the system. The system is in trouble, all those things. And what you just said about a mandate, it is true. What happened? That was a countrywide. It's crazy how we had gains in every county. It's insane. It was a countrywide rejection of Democrats, of communism. Countrywide. There is a mandate. However, we have to understand a couple things. First, I do want to address the J.D. Vance being Senate Majority Leader thing. That's a very smart idea, and I'd be 100% for it. In fact, sign me up for it. But this is the problem. It's not possible right now. It's probably not possible. We are 48 hours away from having a new Senate Majority Leader. Is that enough time to whip all the other Republican senators up to vote for a fourth guy who hasn't even been running? No, it's not. In my opinion, and this is not at all bad-mouthing the idea, which I love a lot, I don't think it's possible. Okay, so let's just put the J.D. Vance thing aside. But back to the mandate. Trump has a mandate. We have a mandate. We have a mandate to change things. Yes, but one of the main skills in life, one of the skills you really need to develop and I need to develop and always be working on is understanding the motivations of other people. This is something that it sounds simple, is so beneficial no matter what we're talking about here. If you're dating, ladies, you're out with some new hunky guy, you need to figure out pretty early on, what's he looking for? Is this a guy who wants to find a good woman and settle down? Does he just want to have fun on the weekends every now and then? Is he? And again, maybe what he's looking for doesn't align with yours, but you better figure that out. In the business world, employers, employees, you need to figure out what motivates people. What doesn't motivate people? You need to figure out what is the driving force behind most things. Now, when it comes to the United States Senate, there is a disconnect here, a disconnect between us and the Republican Senate. You, an anti-communist, you believe that on Tuesday there was this huge mandate and a rejection of communism, and you're right. And you believe that now there is a mandate to change the way Washington, D.C. has been run. That's what you believe. And that's what I believe. I'm with you. That's what we believe. This was a mandate. Change the corruption. Change the evilness of it. But if you're in GOP leadership, I want to make sure I'm specifying leadership because it's not every Republican in D.C., if you're in GOP leadership, if you are a John Cornyn type, if you're a John Thune type, a Mitch McConnell type, a Mitt Romney, a Lindsey Graham, if you're one of these types, you look at your mandate totally different than the way I look at your mandate. You're pointing at John Cornyn. You're saying, wait a minute, you just got a mandate. You better follow through. You're not going to follow through. But John Cornyn had a very different conversation about his mandate with his friends. And that's the mandate we will discuss next. And then we'll move on to other things. First, let's discuss the country's free-falling testosterone levels. Speaking of John Cornyn, we have testosterone levels at an all-time low. No matter how many elections we win, we can't save the country with low T men. We cannot. We have to be strong. We have to have energy. We have to make babies. We have to do all the... We need logical thinking. Gentlemen, did you know you need that? Testosterone levels for logical thinking? You need it for your mood. I'm down a lot. I don't know why. Because your T levels are low. Now, don't go down to the clinic on the corner and start getting needles plunged into your arm. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. Natural herbal supplements from the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. Go get yourself a subscription. Take it for 3 months. 3 months is all I'm asking. Tell me how you feel. It might change the rest of your life for the better. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a wonderful Monday. If you missed any part of it, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So back to what we were talking about, Senate Majority Leader fight. Why are these guys going to oppose Trump? Why are they going to have so many problems? Here's a headline. Trump demands recess appointments in Senate leadership race to block last-minute Democrat judges. This is recess appointments are... Hey, until I get a confirmation, I get to put people there temporarily to make sure the communists don't do anything evil. Well, why would Republicans even consider not giving him that? Well, this goes back to the mandate conversation we were just having. We had a great Tuesday. You view it as a mandate. Trump views it as a mandate. Everyone on our side views it as a mandate to change the way things are. But John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, John Thune, these types... They also view themselves as having a mandate that came from Tuesday, but not our mandate. They view their mandate as being keeping things the status quo. They are defenders of the system every bit as much as Chuck Schumer is. Every bit as much as Nancy Pelosi is, AOC, Dome, Joe Biden, pick the Democrat you hate the most. And when I start talking about the system and the institutions, and that's the person who pops into your mind and you think, yeah, that person's on the system's board of directors. John Cornyn's on there too. John Cornyn is from a red state, so he's never going to take all the positions Chuck Schumer does. He can't do that. And the system is understanding of that. They allow him to sit on the board of directors because John Cornyn, whenever it matters most, and this applies to John Thune as well, whenever it matters most, when we need them the most, they will abandon us. Oh, they'll be on our side for all the basics, all the little basic things. But if it was actually something that prompted real change in the system, real drainage of the swamp, oh, well, that's exactly where they will step in and screw us over. These John Thune, John Thornton, Mitch McConnell types, they got together after the election, whether this physically happened or just mentally happened, they got together after the election and thought to themselves, wow, we've really got to put a check on Trump. Wow, we better stop this stuff. Wow. That's the mandate they view they have. They are protectors and participants in the system every bit as much as Democrats are. They just show up with the Republican sticker from Republican states, so they have to toss some votes here and toss some votes there. But overall, the general consensus in DC is this corruption through all our institutions is a good thing, and it must continue without end because we're all getting rich and powerful off of it. And John Cornyn will try to defend it, and so will John Thune. I don't know how successful they will be. I don't know. I don't want to dishearten you either, but I will say, from what I'm hearing from my sources, John Cornyn's is starting to sound inevitable. I hope that changes. Anything can change. We got, 48 hours? Probably less than that. 36, I would say. 36 to 48 hours to change it. And your phone call may not make a difference. It might, but it may not make a difference. I know Senate offices are blowing up. Well, their phones are blowing up, by the grace of God, is what I mean. Their phones are blowing up there because we have caught on and we are outraged and there's a push. But again, these senators, especially the red state senators, the Rounds, the Tillises, the Grahams, the Scotts, the Cornyns, the Thunes, they make a calculation. It's all about making a calculation and understanding motivation. Back to what we were discussing. Understanding motivation. Why are they there? Why is John Thune there? He likes to be a senator. He likes power. I get it. Okay. We get that. You can be mad about that, but okay, fine. He's not there for the country. He's there because he likes power. He likes to be in power. Okay, I got it. So that's his motivation. So how do we get him to do what we want? Well, you know how these senators think? I want you to think about this. I want you to picture two pieces of paper. Okay? Two different pieces of paper. They're sitting in front of them. This is how these senators think. And on one piece of paper, it is their FEC report. It's the report of all the campaign contributions they've received. They use this money to purchase ads and mailers and convince all the normies that they're not pieces of trash. One paper is the FEC report. On the other piece of paper is the percentage of GOP voters in their state who will vote against them in the primary. On one piece of paper, the FEC report, that's the sugar cubes. That's the carrot. That's what they like. That's that report, that FEC report, that buys them back their Senate seat. And if the other piece of paper, the one they fear, the primary voter, if that fear, if that stick never outweighs the carrot of the FEC report, then your senator, your red state senator, will never, ever, 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 ever drain the swamp and fight for the country. Until he fears his primary voter more than he loves his FEC report, your red state senator will continue to screw you over every chance he gets. Don't try to appeal to his patriotism. Stop sending me emails. I'm not mad at you, but stop sending me emails. Something. I don't understand why Senator fill in the blank would do this. Doesn't he love his country? No. No, he doesn't. You do. That's the difference. No, the love of country is not something that enters these people's minds at all. Even the Republican leadership. It does not enter their minds at all. They love their job. They love power. They love being called senator. That's what they love. So we can't change their motivation, but what we can do is understand their motivation and then use that motivation for our purposes. Our red state senators screw us over because the campaign contributions are nice and the GOP red state primary voter is lazy and stupid. Until that changes, nothing changes. All right? All right. Now, this is not mean. Let's move on past this because I want to talk other things. This does not mean disaster for the Trump agenda or anything like that. I've been hot on this Senate leadership fight because it's the next fight in front of us. But when I say I don't think we're going to win this one, and I don't think we're going to win this one. I think by the time Wednesday's over, our new big cheese in the Senate is going to be John Cornyn. I don't think we will win. I don't want you, if that happens on Wednesday, to take all that emotion, all that momentum, and say, ah, it's over, it's screwed, we're screwed, we lost again. I don't want you to think like that at all. It hurts, but like we talked about, we have 1,000 battles, large and small, that we will still need to fight. The election was not the final battle by any stretch of the imagination. It was a big one, and we won it, and we had a great night. There's always going to be another battle. There's always going to be another little roadblock, another stumble, another this. That is the nature of good versus evil. That doesn't ever change, and it will never change. The battle's what we have to fall in love with. All right, let's do some emails, maybe some other things real quick. Maybe we'll talk about Spirit Airlines. Maybe we'll make fun of Katie Porter and Whoopi Goldberg. Speaking of weight limits, let's talk about GovX first. GovX, you know, this was Katie Porter. I saw Katie Porter on the news.
So on election night, I went to pick up my daughter from water.
You know that GovX has workout stuff? If you're trying to get healthy or lose weight. Did you know that? It's more than just knives and work boots and vacations, cruises, and concert tickets. If you're current or former military, if you're current or former first responder, you qualify for a free GovX membership. You go to GovX.com and you see endless supplies of sick gear, hugely discounted, 20, 30, 40% off. I've seen 50 on GovX on certain things before, including workout gear for the Katie Porters of the world. Whatever you're looking for, even if you need a knee sleeve, it can be found discounted at GovX. Go get $15 off your first purchase, though. GovX.com, promo code Jesse, saves you $15. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. Christmas is almost here. There's one website to go to. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're still going to go over a bunch of different instances of the lefties weeping, gnashing of teeth. Do we regroup? Do we keep going? Do we listen to Bernie? Do we listen to Elizabeth Warren? Stop calling trans boys girls. Oh, there's so much gloriousness still to come. But we have to get to Spirit Airlines first, and we have to get to emails. Let's do some emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Hey, Oracle. Happy Veterans Day. I have a question about the military. Do you think gays should be allowed into the military? Well, of course, we need an Air Force. Jesse, first off, happy birthday, Marine, and Veterans Day. I don't think you've discussed this, but why is everyone jumping to the conclusion that the Russians are or were running out of men to fight in Ukraine, and that's why there are North Korean troops engaged in Ukraine? Okay, well, I don't know who's saying that Russia's run out of troops, but Russia's not running out of troops. What's happening as we speak, sounds kind of ominous, but what's happening is Russia, Iran, China, North Korea, Venezuela, and some others, they're starting a new, I'll go ahead and call it an axis of evil. It's a kind of a cliche term, but let's call it an axis of evil. They're starting a new group. Now, why would they do that? Well, when you're a nation, whether you're a good nation or a bad nation, when you're a nation and you start making enemies abroad, when it's very much a global economy now, and you start making enemies abroad, you'll constantly find yourself susceptible to things like sanctions and tariffs. Remember I told you last week the EU already announced they plan on buying gas from the United States of America because Trump's about to slap these tariffs on Russia? Well, what happened there? Well, Russia's going to get screwed, completely screwed financially, which is, of course, the idea of Trump doing it at all. Now, you always have to keep this in mind, and this is why I don't judge other people for their foreign policy. Other than chicken hawks, I'm okay with all foreign policy because I know that the world is complicated. If you're Russia, you need to try to make enough friends to avoid being destroyed. That rhymed and that was cool. To avoid being destroyed if America and Europe decide to start sanctioning you and tariffing you. So you will go looking for friends. Do you, were you ever the new kid in school? I was. In the fifth grade, my parents moved us from Ohio out to Montana, and I didn't get to start at the beginning of the school year. So we moved to Montana. It was a fairly small town at the time, Bozeman. It's gotten big now, but Bozeman, small area. All the kids in the fifth grade had all been together for the entire time they'd been in school. They all knew each other. And here was this tall, skinny kid who walks into fifth grade. So you're the new kid. Maybe you've experienced this in your life. Well, when you're the new kid, you're going to have to get in some fist fights. And I did. And you're going to have to figure out where your friends are. And that takes time. And one thing you'll notice, because you get ostracized almost immediately when you get there because you're the new kid, the first person, remember this, kids, if you're listening right now and you're in school, the first person to show kindness to you, you never, ever, ever forget it. Ever. You never forget it because you were in a really bad place and someone showed up and extended a hand to you. Think about nations, all nations, good and bad ones, exactly like that. If you are looking around in your North Korea, you don't have a lot of friends. Ah, but that's their fault. Stop, stop. I'm not assigning blame here. You don't have a lot of friends if you're North Korea. If you're Russia, you don't have a lot of friends. So you start looking at each other of, hey, you don't have any friends? I don't have any friends. Why don't we become friends? China decides they're going to get in on all the dirty crap China pulls. Then what are you doing if you're those countries? Together, you're stronger. You can swap resources, trade, oil, you could military. That's why these countries get together. When you think about it, think about World War II. Germany and Japan? Germany and Imperial Japan might just be the two most racist countries in the history of mankind. They really might be. And think about that. That would mean they're racist against each other too, right? You know, everyone knows Hitler. Everyone gets all that, the whole Aryan thing, kill all the Jews, everything's for Germany, kill all the Slavs, kill everybody but Germans. So very, very, very race-based religion. Japan, courtesy of Hitler's evilness, doesn't get near the publicity, but Japan was just as bad. Just as bad. Everyone else was inferior to the Japanese. The Chinese were dogs. The Americans were rats. We Japanese, we are the superior racial being on the planet. So why in the world would those two ever get together? It doesn't make sense ideologically. It makes perfect sense when you understand Germany was running out of friends. Japan was running out of friends. Italy, same thing, because they were run by fascist dictator Benito Mussolini at the time. Italy, running out of friends. What did all three of those countries have in common? Well, not much except for they were all out of friends. What's happening is Russia, like I said, Russia, China, North Korea, they're getting together. They're doing military exercises together. And it's for their own protection against the world that has turned against them. I'm not taking their side at all, but it's the only move you can make if you're North Korea. It's the only move you can make if you're Russia. It's just standard politics 101. Anyway, I want to get to some crying communists, and I want to talk about Spirit Airlines being filled with bullet holes, and we're going to make fun of George Clooney. We have a lot of really wonderful things still to come here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We also have to talk to you really quickly about real estate. Right about now would be a good time to get involved. If you're paying attention to the markets sure seem to think it's going to be a pretty decent 4 years. Maybe, just maybe, Done For You Real Estate should be your next phone call. What they do is they get you in the real estate investment game. Rental properties. They find the ones you should rent. They handle everything for you. The rental process, financing, they do it for you. You start out small. It's not for billionaires. It's for you. You start out with one. Work your way up to two, three. Maybe one day you are retiring on the consistent tax-free income. How's that sound? Go to doneforyoujesse.com to learn more. Doneforyoujesse.com. All right? All right. We have to have a wonderful, wonderful talk about this.
I think there are a lot of families out there who don't believe boys should play girls' sports.
They're not boys. I'm not going to listen to transphobia at this table. I am not going to listen to you call a trans girl a boy.
Are you going to allow me to finish my explanation?
When you use a word
just even the effeminate way he has to jump in. I'm not going to listen to transphobia at this table.
Why are you gay?
Let's talk about that. Let's laugh at some crying commies. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.